The United States versus Microsoft was back in court this week. The company is appealing last year's ruling from Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson that called the computer giant a monopoly in the software industry. Judge Jackson also ordered Microsoft split into two separate companies. Now, Microsoft lawyers have asked a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. to reconsider the facts of the case. The court is also considering whether Judge Jackson showed bias against Microsoft. The judge talked to reporters during the proceedings. His comments were published after the verdict. And at one point, he reportedly compared Bill Gates to Napoleon and Microsoft executives to a murderous gang. A decision in the appeal is not expected for several months. Our friend John Heilemann is author of the new book, Pride Before the Fall, The Trials of Bill Gates and the End of the Microsoft Era. He joins us from New York. John, thanks for being back with us.
Always great to be with you, Scott.
Are you going to have to change your title of the book when it comes out in paperback? Is this not the end of the Microsoft era?
It certainly looks a lot better for Microsoft. I think that the damage that the trial has done to Microsoft, the perception of its invincibility to Gates's public image, have been irreparable. And I think that Microsoft is no longer the company it once was. It will never be as dominant again. But there is no question that this particular cloud looks a lot more likely to pass than it did a weekend ago.
Weren't a lot of the proceedings this week aimed at what amounts to Judge Jackson's image?
Well, you know, there were 7 hours of hearings this week, which is really unprecedented. The appeals courts normally never hear more than an hour, sometimes two. The fact that they took 2 days and did 7 hours on five separate issues tells you something about the extent to which this appeals court felt that this case is a really very important, one of the great, most consequential business trials in history. Judge Jackson's conduct was certainly the most colorful testimony. There's been a long-running feud between the appeals court and Judge Jackson in this case, which has really been going on for now almost 5 years. And they concluded of the five issues they looked at, that was the last one, and it was fireworks in the courtroom. There's no doubt about it. Judges were saying things like asking lawyers whether they had ever seen conduct as inappropriate as Judge Jackson's extrajudicial comments to reporters. They kept using phrases like beyond the pale and actually asking the question of whether or not, in fact, he had gone so far that, in fact, his findings of fact and rulings of law should just be vacated entirely. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but that's how bad it got for Judge Jackson in court this week.
What are the specific grounds on which Microsoft is appealing the decision of Judge Jackson?
Well, there are three arguments that the Justice Department and the state attorneys general won at the federal court level. They won a big claim called monopoly maintenance. This is an argument where the Justice Department sought to prove, and Judge Jackson found Microsoft guilty of having engaged in a pattern of predatory and exclusionary business practices in order to maintain its monopoly over the PC desktop operating system with Windows. The two smaller claims that the government won, one of them is called tying, and that's the claim where the government said that it was illegal for Microsoft to integrate its web browser, Internet Explorer, into the operating system. And the third is attempted monopolization of the browser market. Microsoft has contested all of those. They contested all of them on theories of law. It contested many of the facts that were underlying those claims. And then, of course, Microsoft also contested the breakup order as having been too severe, as having not benefited from sufficient process. And then they also challenged Judge Jackson on the basis of bias.
How much should we figure in the presence of a new administration?
It's an interesting question. People for a long time have asked whether a Bush administration would be more likely to be favorable towards Microsoft, and that question has really been open. There's a new Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust who is a figure from the previous Bush administration, regarded as not a particularly conservative guy, possibly someone who would be willing to actually pursue this case. But it really kind of depends on what happens with the appeals court. If the appeals court overturns all of those claims or sends them back to the trial court and kicks Judge Jackson off the bench, Microsoft is quite likely to go to the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and say, look, we've been at this for 3 years. Millions of dollars have been spent. Isn't it time to settle this case? And and the Bush administration, which, you know, under other circumstances, might indeed have pursued this case to the Supreme Court, under the circumstances now, it looks awfully, the prospects for settlement look awfully good.
I'm just curious, what did we miss? What's changed? Why is so much conventional wisdom now behind the idea that something less than the breakup of Microsoft is going to occur?
Well, the appeals court has always been regarded as a venue that would be more favorable to Microsoft's arguments than Judge Jackson's court would be. But I think people believed that the findings of fact were sacrosanct, that there was no way that the appeals court, having not heard the evidence in trial, would ever actually go back and dare to sort of say to Judge Jackson, no, we disagree with you on the basic facts of the case. But that turned out not to be true. The Chief Justice in the appeals court, Harry Edwards, again, said at one point, I am not in the camp that believes that these facts, just because Judge Jackson says they're facts, that they're facts. facts. If there's no evidence that he's pointed to in the record to support them, I feel like I might just feel free to dismiss them. And I don't think anybody thought that that was possible.
I keep forgetting, Department of Justice suit isn't the only one against Microsoft. Isn't there one filed by state's attorneys general?
Yeah, there are 19 state attorneys general who have been partners in this case with the Justice Department from the very beginning. And it's possible that the cases can be separated. And so you could imagine a scenario where the Bush administration does settle this case, and yet some or all of the states decide to keep going forward. And at this stage, it's actually possible that they could do that because the costs involved are much smaller in terms of pursuing an appeal than in building an actual trial record.
How's Microsoft taking all this? Have we noticed a change in their corporate behavior?
This week, they were suppressing the urge to giggle publicly. I mean, throughout the trial, when Microsoft would be publicly kind of eviscerated by David Boies day in and day out, and they had these terrible days for months on end in the trial, they would send PR people out on the steps of the courthouse who would say, it was another good day for Microsoft, and everyone would sort of laugh. This was a week which really was a very good week for Microsoft, and they kept their own counsel. They didn't gloat. They didn't say anything, in fact, in public, and even in private, they sort of just smiled quietly and said, you know, we always thought that this was a place where we would get a fairer hearing. They are jubilant, I think. Mm-hmm. And certainly over the last few months, as the trial progressed and as we waited for the appeals court, the company had been trying to behave like a better corporate citizen. They'd laid low. And the fear, of course, now among many people in the rest of the industry and certainly in Silicon Valley is that if Microsoft does get off scot-free in this case, that they'll just go back to their same old ways again. And that, of course, remains to be seen.
John, thank you very much.
Great to be here, Scott, always.
John Heilemann is author of the new book, Pride Before the Fall, The Trial of Bill Gates and the End of the Microsoft Era, speaking with us from New York.